Sandy Gordon. Chapter 1, The Passionate Student. Born on May the 6th, 1931, in 194 Renfield Street, Glasgow, Sandy was the younger son of William Grant Gordon and Dr. Janet Gordon. He was great-grandson of William and Elizabeth Grant, the founding partners. His brother Charles was born 4 years earlier. He was educated in Dufftown, Ardvreck in Perthshire, Rugby School and Cambridge University. Whilst at school in Dufftown, Sandy sat at the back of the class. He recalled that his eyesight was so poor that he did not see what was written on the blackboard, and only at the end of class would he finally approach the board, decipher the chalk marks, and thus the lesson was committed to memory. From the many letters written to his parents throughout his school career, one can see the character and traits and passions that would later define him. Firstly, no letter was complete without mention of the birds seen that week, such as, on Friday, we had a very good lecture by Captain Knight, who brought Mr. Bamshaw, his golden eagle, with him, and it flew around the Krabby Hall. Secondly, aged 8, a letter to his mother illustrates his preoccupation with figures and measurement. A few days ago, instead of a walk, we carried logs for the gardener. I carried up to 7 logs, some of which were quite large. In fact, some were about 8 inches by 7. The others were 3 by 8 inches. And finally, his quiet determination. You will notice in my mark sheet that I beat Finley, but only by 6 marks. But I was very glad, for I had made up my mind to beat him. At rugby school, when Sandy was 14 years old, his parents seemed to have been sufficiently worried. They sent him to see an educational psychologist in London, a Dr. Simmons of 1 Regent's Park Terrace. His conclusion was that Gordon Alexander is a boy of quite exceptional intelligence, with special ability in mathematics. Any attempt to divert him to any other sphere of study might have a very discouraging and depressing effect. I foresee a brilliant career ahead of him in this field. Subsequently, he secured a place at Queen's College, Cambridge, and gained a double first in maths and law. After graduating, Sandy swithered between pursuing a career in law or aircraft design, engineering. But this was all abandoned when his father was diagnosed with inoperable bowel cancer. His father expressed his wish that Sandy enter the family business to join his brother Charles and Uncle Gordon Grant. Sandy, wishing to please his father, accepted.